Anchorage-based Providence, Alaska Medical Center announced today a proposal for a $150 million expansion to newborn intensive care facilities and a larger cardiac surgery center. Dr. Richard Monsager is Providence, Alaska's chief executive. Monsager says about 75% of the expansion will go toward modernizing and expanding the labor and delivery unit and the mother-baby units for normal births.
And then the prenatal unit, where women that either have high-risk medical conditions at risk to themselves or their babies are sometimes hospitalized, enlarging and modernizing that unit.
Monsager says women wait longer to have babies than in the past, which raises the risk of preterm delivery, but newborn intensive care has gotten better. He says fertility assistance is more common and successful now, and that means more twins and triplets are being born.
All of those together feed an increasing prematurity rate that we've seen in Alaska just like the rest of the country has. So for the last year, for example, we were above, our target is to keep our average occupancy at 65%. We were above that almost 85% of the time last year. And the numbers of prematurity days in the NICU have just steadily been climbing over the last 7 to 8 years.
He says the current newborn intensive care unit, or NICU, has 47 rooms, and the proposal would expand that to 66, with 50 of them being private rooms. Currently, there are only 6 private rooms, which makes it hard for premature babies and mothers to bond during a critical time. The rest of the expansion, about 25%, will go toward upgrades to cardiac surgery and the addition of a large 950-square-foot cardiac operating room.
One of those rooms will be what we call a hybrid operating room. It has more technology in it and is larger, so to allow if a patient needs to have an open heart surgical procedure and then also needs a cardiac catheterization to have a stent put in or to have a valve after it's been implanted, tested to make sure it doesn't leak, they can do that all in one room. It'll be the first hybrid operating room in the state of Alaska.
The proposal hinges on the State Department of Health and Social Services approval through the Certificate of Need program. Providence is not looking for state money for the project, but Alaska is a state that uses the Certificate of Need formula to regulate and approve plans for healthcare infrastructure. Monsager says they're hopeful for approval by this summer, with construction beginning in early 2011.